Get rid of those instructions. Why? Because you don't need them. You got IKEA, huh? Yes.
All right. This, oh, wait, there's more. All the pieces
out. This is the guy. This is the guy.
This is the IKEA hunk, Wendy.
I'm kind of excited here. All right. Let's just, you can find him on YouTube. You can go to his website, Thomas Kenneth Purcell. We'll find out who Kenneth is as well. What's going on, IKEA hunk?
Hey, how's it going, Bill and Wendy?
Nice to talk to you, Tom. Your name came up the other day. I'll let Wendy tell the story. It's her story, but I think you'll enjoy this.
All right, so here's the deal. I bought the Calyx unit from IKEA. It's perfect for albums. It's the perfect size. I got the 16 cubicle one, and I thought, you know what? I'm looking at the instructions. I'm laying out all my parts, and I'm like, I don't want to screw this up. Mm-hmm. And if I let my husband do it, he will screw it up. So I Googled, you know, how to build IKEA Calyx unit, and you were the first thing that popped up.
There it is, Wendy. I knew that was coming.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad I could help you out there. I remember building that, and it wasn't easy, so.
No, it truly wasn't, and mine had four extra cubes than yours did, but honestly, watching you hit the little pins in there and stop to take a sip of your Red Stripe beer and then put it into your tool belt and fix the hair, I got to tell you, I've watched some other things put together on your YouTube channel. How'd this start?
Well, it's a pretty wild story. I guess just my cousin, my brother, and myself were just kind of sitting around, and we thought it'd be kind of a fun thing to do. And they kind of coaxed me into being, I guess, the man on the screen behind the tool belt there. And I said, as long as you guys are buying beer, I think the Red Stripe will work. Mm-hmm. And we kicked off with the Calyx and went from there.
All right, so Calyx is how you say it. Now, you guys are in Canada. Is this Canadian YouTube?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, YouTube, I mean, we're reaching into the States as well. But, yeah, we're up in Calgary. And, yeah, so big hockey fans. Watched the Chicago Blackhawks take on Toronto Maple Leafs last night.
Big how win. About that? It got so nerve-wracking those last few minutes. Oh, my God, I almost couldn't even watch.
Absolutely. That last minute was a nail biter for sure.
Tom, how are you handling this fame? Are you handling it okay? Did you expect it?
Well, let me tell you, WGN Radio, I'm happy to be on. And usually I don't get to talk on the videos. Usually it's Ryan and my brother Daniel that are behind the scenes. So this is my first time getting to the fame right now.
You guys broke the story in America.
Yeah.
This is Kim Gordon, who does news for us. And I showed her the video. Not too bad on the eyes,
no,
is he, Kim?
Not at all. Not at all. But what I want to know is, does this run in your blood? Has everybody in your family always been very handy? Because it's totally the opposite in my family.
Well, for sure. I grew up on an acreage or a farm just north of Calgary, and my dad and my uncles were very handy fellows, and so I learned from them. And I understand that IKEA furniture is always a struggle, so I decided if I struggle through it and make it a bit easier for everyone else, I can do that.
Nice of you. Have you been recognized, Tom? Have you been out shopping somewhere or at a restaurant and somebody notices you?
Or IKEA?
Yeah, that'd be the perfect place.
Yeah, I've actually have been spotted in IKEA in Calgary here, and we like to post that IKEA hunk in his natural habitat. We try to keep that going whenever I'm in the store.
How did they feel about this at IKEA? They're aware of it, I'm sure.
We actually haven't gotten anyone from IKEA reaching out to us, but I like the hope that we're helping them out. So I hope they're happy with it.
Mm-hmm. They need to contact you because, seriously, and you can explain to people, if you've never put together an IKEA thing, it's just pictures. I thought it used to be stick figures, but now it is just like a goofy-looking guy who is holding things up. There are no words. It tells you how many different pieces you're supposed to have, which I will say I learned from you, Tom. You put everything, like you separated all the little dowel rods and the screws. You got them all out and organized before you started.
And that's genius.
That is a good thing to do to make sure you have all of them.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I think I learned that the hard way, like a lot of people.
Everybody does.
Lost a piece the first time, and then after that, we always organized it. So
I got to tell you,
it seemed to work out better.
When you ripped open the box for the Calyx shelf, I feel like you could have done a better job. You kind of were just ripping willy-nilly.
Yeah, I think I butchered that one a little bit, didn't I?
You've gotten better as you've gone along.
Yeah, it doesn't help when I have the two cameramen chirping me while I'm tearing that open.
But Tom, to some of your fans, it makes you more like the Hulk. You're like a brute that just comes in and rips these boxes to shreds and builds things. They like to see that.
I do my best. I do my best, Bill.
All right, well, this particular How to Assemble IKEA Calyx Shelf, 4,730 views at this point.
Wow.
All told, what is your subscription rate? Oh, I forgot to subscribe. I'm going to do that right now. Hmm. How many viewers do you have?
We kind of range over the channel around 1,000 views a day. And so that kind of keeps us going. We get a lot of comments. We get a lot of feedback from people that are looking for other things from IKEA that we want to assemble. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, but we're kind of getting back in the studio right away here. So,
what's the worst piece of furniture you've had to put together? What was the most difficult one?
Oh man, I remember the one. It was I can't even pronounce it. The Heems like shoe shelf. I actually built it for my sister. And let me tell you, I was pulling my hair out by the end of it.
Oh.
And that's interesting. You think a shoe shelf would not be that difficult. I would have expected it to be a bigger piece of furniture.
Yeah, you'd think like some of the bigger ones are actually a little more straightforward. They're a little heavy duty, so you got to use some muscles to get some stuff done. But that one, there was just a lot of little pieces. And yeah, it was definitely a challenge for sure.
So, Tom, making these videos, it is profitable for you guys, right? You are making some money, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
What started out to be kind of something that was, you know, started off as kind of a joke to get into.
Yeah.
And then we realized there was some real value here, potentially. So we kind of ran with it.
All right. Well, what I think you should do right now is have your brothers contact IKEA, put a reel together and present them with this, because you're not slamming the product. You're helping people who put their own stuff together from IKEA. And I think they should provide you with the item you're building.
Well, or they should put your link on the bottom of their directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have your brothers do the work.
Yeah, I got to get after them, get them making some phone calls.
But, Tom, most importantly, how do you feel about the IKEA meatballs?
Definitely top-rated stuff there. We definitely roll through that that food line every time we go and pick up an item, that's for sure.
Your background is sports, right, Tom? Were you you played sports for a bit.
Yeah, that's right. So we all grew up playing hockey, and then my brother and I actually got into whitewater kayaking pretty competitively. And we were on the national team for quite a few years and made a run at the 2012 Olympics in London. And then we kind of hung up our paddles after that, and I coached for a couple of years. But, yeah, we definitely have a long history in sports, and I think that can be appreciated over in Chicago, being a sports city and all.
Sure. It is. It's greatly appreciated.
All right. I'm just looking at all your videos. How to assemble the IKEA Billy bookcase, the Calyx shelf, the Malm nightstand, the Poang chair, the Naughton standing desk. You can watch it all. He is the IKEA hunk. And I just subscribed. I'm sure a lot of our listeners, mainly ladies, are going to be subscribing to your channel. It was a pleasure to meet you, Tom.
It was great meeting you, Bill and Wendy. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tom. Good luck in the future with all this.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And keep tuning in if you guys have any more IKEA furniture to put together.
All right.
Yes, and if I have a particular item that you haven't done yet, I will reach out to you and leave you a message on YouTube and hope that you do that.
Yeah. Send over an email and we'll put it together for you.
You got it. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of the week.
Good luck.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Tom
Take care.
Purcell,
we'll
a.k.a.
have to talk to him again.
The IKEA.
So nice. What a nice
Very
guy.
Nice man.